We come to the monastery and nobody forced us to come. As John Fung used to like to say, nobody hired us to be born. We wanted to be born. Nobody's hired us among monks to ordain. We wanted to ordain. People come to practice. Nobody hired you. We're all here because we want to be here. It's something that comes independently from within. Like your decision to sit here and meditate and focus on the breath. Nobody's forcing you. But you realize this is a good thing. And so you give rise to the intention from within. You give rise to the good intention from within. This is an important principle. Even though we do have to depend on admirable friends to show us the way. Once we have a sense that there is the way, then we can independently decide we want to follow it. When the Buddha was asked whether the whole world was going to gain awakening, he didn't answer. Half the world, he didn't answer. One third, he didn't answer. That was because everybody has the power of choice. So we do have this source of independent goodness within us. Sometimes we're told that the idea of an independent self is a bad thing. But there are times when you have to depend on yourself entirely in order to make sure that your goodness stays solid. If you have to depend on other people to be good to you first before you can be good to them, that attitude is what takes the world down. It's the idea that you can independently decide that you want to do what's right, you want to do what's skillful. That's what lifts the world up. So have a very strong sense that you have this source of independent goodness inside. It needs to be nourished, it needs to be developed. But you're free to develop it. When the Buddha saw the world in his second knowledge, beings dying and being reborn, there was nobody in charge, nobody telling people they had to go here, they had to go there. They went to different places because of their karma. Their karma was based on their views. And so it's just lots of individuals pushing the world around in good ways and bad ways. But the important thing is there's no overarching purpose, no purpose that you have to serve. So you're going to have the independent choice to put an end to suffering. That's something you can do. It's something you're free to do. So make the most of that ability, make the most of that freedom. It's up to you to choose. And once you choose, try to choose it the right way. That question about how many people are going to gain awakening. Venerable Ananda was sitting in. He was concerned that the person who asked the question would get upset that the Buddha wouldn't answer his question. So he took the man aside. He said it's like a gatekeeper at a fortress. He walks all around the wall of the fortress and doesn't see a hole big enough even for a cat to slip through. So he doesn't know how many people are going to enter or leave the fortress, but he does know if they're going to enter or leave, they have to come in by the gate. They have to leave by the gate. In the same way, the Buddha saw the way that you have to practice. Developing skillful actions, establishing your mindfulness, developing the factors for awakening. Everybody has to follow this path, he said. That's what the Buddha knows. So he knows the way things work, but how people are going to pull the levers, that's up to them. So try to be independent in pulling the lever in the right direction. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you what to do. You can learn by acting and by reflecting on your actions. And of course, we're not doing this totally without help. But the will to do it, that has to come from within.